99.9 Radio USA Silent Night from Kenny Chesney, 6:54. And yes, we're at, two above now. Temp is rising. It's Scott Hansen, and I have weird news for you. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida man really bugged out because of some bugs, and he decided to burn down a church in order to get rid of the mosquitoes that he found to be such a buzzkill. Drazen Premate is the guy's name. He's homeless, but he was once hailed as one of the greatest intellects in commercial space exploration. Well, he set fire to the H2O church because he was besieged by bug bites. The pastor said that he'd allowed Premate to stay on the church property because the 57-year-old seemed lost but refused to take a spot in a homeless shelter. Premate is currently awaiting arraignment on arson charges. They better get his head checked out, too. How about this one? An Arizona woman tried to deck more than the halls when she sucker-punched a Salvation Army bell ringer for smiling and wishing her happy holidays instead of a Merry Christmas. Christina Vindola, who was collecting cash for the charity outside a Walmart, said she didn't expect to have her own bell rung when she greeted the stranger, but saw a change in her demeanor when she offered the comment of happy holidays. Vindola said, "I thought she was going to put money in the kettle. She came up to me and said, 'Do you believe in God?' And she says, 'You're supposed to say Merry Christmas.' That's when she hit me." Well, the incident was all captured on a surveillance camera, but police say they didn't have enough evidence to arrest the woman accused of the assault. What do you mean, not enough evidence? And one more for you. A Florida man tried to cut a deal that came back to bite him when he walked into a convenience store and tried to buy a 12-pack of beer using a live alligator as payment. Fernando Aguilera trapped the 4-foot gator in a park not far from the Miami market and thought he could get a few tall cold ones in return. But the clerk wasn't biting and called authorities to report the offer. A Florida Wildlife Commission official arrived a short time later to cite Aguilera for allegedly catching and possessing the wild animal, then seized it and released it into the wild. Officer George Pino said the incident was absolutely bizarre. He said, "It makes no sense to me at all." Yes, that's why it's on the weird news this morning. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia.
I don't want a bike, Santa. I want a Ford Escape.
Oh, hold the phone. I can't seem to get anyone interested in Dolly's superhero outfit.
I want a Ford Super Duty.
But one of the L's told me about the Ford Dream.